It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome you back once again to Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader tonight. It is the guys' turn as Benedictine being hosted by Baker. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Baker coming into the game with the conference championship already in the bag. There are 23-3 teams, 20-2 in the conference. Benedictine coming in at 10-16 and 9-13. Starters for the Wildcats, they're going to go with Kamen Lennox. He is a 6'3" grad student from Wayne State University out of Kansas City, Missouri. You got Max Black. Max is a 6'4" junior from Independence, Missouri. Tommy Cicero is a 6'2 senior from Olathe West High School. Quentin Harvey. Quentin is 6'7, a senior from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the fifth starter is going to be Jaden Shaw. Jaden's a senior, 6'3, from Kansas City, Missouri. For the Benedictine Ravens, who take the opening tip and a quick jump shot, it's going to be up and good. Wow, just that fast. The first bucket of the ball game is going to belong to Bryson LaRue, and the Ravens have broken out on top 2-0. For Benedictine, it's going to be the five. You know, here's a three ball up, no good. Offensive board brought back outside. Bunny Hop, little layup is going to be up and in. Just very, very easy with nobody in front of him for Quentin Harvey. We're tied at two. For Benedictine, you're going to have Preston Reynolds, and now the Ravens are going to turn it over. You're going to have Preston Reynolds, the 6'5 junior from Shawnee, Michigan, Easton, Leewood, Jack Vanderwoody out of Oaksville, Virginia, the Seton School. He's a 6'4 sophomore. Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit High School, a 6'2 junior. You go to the front line, finding Hagen Hilgendorf, a senior 6'9 from Hastings, Nebraska. And here's a shot in the middle. It's up, it's good, and it's going to be a plus one. You can hear the crowd, by the way. It's a lot louder than it was earlier because you got a lot of student body members in here today. And by the way, the Ravens' final starter is going to be the 6'1 freshman out of South Bend, Indiana, Marion High School up there, Danglin Sullivan. So chance of the three-point play here for Baker. The free throw, airborne, good. And that bucket will give the Wildcats a 5-2 lead. So Tommy Fasero will hit the bucket. And back up court with it will come Benedictine. That foul, by the way, was on Hagen. And now, driving down the left side, we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a travel called on Sullivan. Baker will bring it back up the floor. Wildcats with a basketball way up top side. It's going to be Fisero. Dumps it over to the left. Max Black will start to drive in. No room for him there. Brings it out on top to Javen Shaw. Here's a fall-away shot for three. It's going to be up. They're going to give him a three. I thought his toe was on the line, but apparently no. Three-point shot for Shaw. Ravens are going to trail in this ballgame now 8-2. And we're at 18-18 to go in the opening half. Lots of racket in the gym. Got to love the atmosphere. The pass over to the left side is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball. Keevan Lennox touched it last. Preston will do the inbound work for Benedictine. So Preston Reynolds is going to bring it in. It'll come out on top to Bryson. Little side-side dribble. He'll be picked up on the player defense by Quentin Harvey. Here's a three. It's up and in. And you know who does that, right? Jack Vanderrudy. 8-5. Baker inside. 18 to go in the first half. Here's Max with it. Swings it over to the left to Kymans. Now here's a three for Max. Rims out. No good. Hilkendorf clears down the board. Gets it away to Deglin. Sullivan out. Let's to Preston. Reynolds will attack the bucket. Goes down to the right side of the lane. Stops just outside the block. Goes back door. Hilkendorf plays it up and in. Hagen. Nicely done for Benedictine by Hilgendorf. It's a one-point game, 8-7. 17 and a half to go. Over to the left side is going to be Max. Brings it on top, straight away three. Off the glass, he missed it so far, went in anyway. How about that for Quentin Harvey? Harvey has five, it is 11-7. Baker in front, Benedictine back down court with a basketball. We are 3 minutes in. Driver to the left side, Jack Vanderbooty puts a shot up off the window, no good. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Baker. They'll attack the bucket, go over to the right side. Lopped it back off on top to Quentin. Little bunny hop shot left side up, no good. Rebound on the floor. We got a foul on the floor as Mack hits the hardwood. Fisher's going to come over. The foul is going to be on Preston. It'll be his first. It'll be the first foul of the ball game on either team. We are over 3 minutes in. Checking into the Baker lineup is going to be Noah Rigatuso, the 6'6 senior from Omaha, Nebraska. He came from North Iowa Area Community College. So Rigatuso comes in the game. Ball is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. Nice bit of defensive work for Preston Reynolds. And going to be put back in on the far side. Rigatuso was going to do the inbound, but they're going to switch him out and bring Kyman Lucas out there. Kyman will bring it in, and he'll go out top side to Tommy Fisaro. 16 and a half, five on the shot clock. Fisaro runs, little rainbow shot is up and in. Tommy has, 4 points now? Make it five, 5 points. And Benedictine trails 13-7. Left side, it goes to Hagen, feeds underneath. The ball's going to be knocked out of Preston's hand. It's going to go out of bounds back to Benedictine. The crowd moans a little bit, but he was down at the baseline. The ball snapped out of his hands and hit the back of the backboard, which is out of bounds. Out on top. Here's a three for Jack. He'll bury another one. Tell you what, this young man has just gotten better and better as the season has gone on. Coach said that from last year when he showed up, he's a fantastic shooter, and he's really beginning to develop that in game situations. Ravens come up with a miss. Or a defensive rebound off the miss. Here's a shot from the outside. Won't go for LaRue. It is 13-10 Baker. Got a ball's going to be stolen. Here comes Preston. He'll get his step down, goes up, gets thrown to the floor. Just got hammered to the ground. The foul is going to be on Quentin Harvey. Quentin was trailing Preston all the way up the floor, and you could see him measuring the step, and then he went up and he was unconcerned about the contact. He was just going to make sure that that shot did not go in. And Reynolds coming to the free throw line. First of two is in. And for Preston Reynolds, it'll be his first point of the game. Benedictine is going to rotate Hilkendorf out and bring Gino Corridori in. For Baker, Ty Henry will get into the game. Ty, a 6'5 junior from Topeka. Second free throw fails. Benedictine trailing by two at 13-11. We're 15 and a half to go in the first half. Wildcats way over on the right side. Ty has the basketball. Henry was, I'm not going to say a star, but he was a bigger participant on this team. Here's a shot up and good by Rigatuso. But Ty does not start for this team anymore. Does come in off the bench. 15 minutes to go in the opening half. To the right side, Ravens go. Now into the middle. Jaglen nicely done. Splits two defenders and gets the nice layup. Sullivan for two. 15-13, Baker by a pair at the 14-50 mark. Falling away and right side, three is up and no. Sullivan with the rebound and Benedict in a run. Dumps it over to the left side. Preston kicks it right to Jack, and he loses the handle of his son while behind him, and we're going to get a timeout. Media break coming at 14:42 to go. We're in the opening half in Baldwin City. It's Baker 15, Benedictine 13.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Bobby, Baker Wildcat pep band over here is in great number tonight. Oh, thank you, miss. Well, quarterly stats coming up. They are 10 members strong. Got a tuba and a French horn and a trombone and a couple of trumpets and a flute. Two saxophones. No, one saxophone, two clarinets. So there you go. 14:40 to go in the first half. Coming out of a media break, Baker will have the ball in play. And Lennox will bring it off on top to Ty Henry. Henry to Rigatuso, the feet into the lane, and the falling away shot rolls in, but does it count? The official's going to come over. We're going to have a foul, and they're going to say, no, it's going to come in from out of bounds. The foul is going to be on Gino. So Corridori picking up his first foul of the ball game. Benedictine team foul three. He will inbound to Rigatuso. Over to the right side to Lennox. He will go in. Shot up. Good. Plus one. Is Gino too slow to keep up with him? He comes in from behind. Gino throws his hands in the air like, I don't know what I was supposed to do. 17-13 Wildcats. They're coming to the line for one. Benedictine has also brought Harrison Kissling into the game. So it's Kissling and Reynolds, Vanderbilt, Sullivan, and Corridori. Free throws up. It is no good. And the rebound to Benedictine. So Kyman Lennox has 2 points, not three. 14-14 to go in the half. Kissling goes left side. Preston drives in, beautiful move, breaks through all the defense, and lays it up and in. Preston Reynolds, third point of the game. And it is 17-15. 14 minutes left in the half, baseline three, way too strong. Caught on the fly by Benedictine. Here comes Sullivan. Out on top to Reynolds, back over to the right. Kissling, Sullivan on the deep baseline. Now they'll feed to Gino. Gino's backing in, little sky hook, no, unsuccessful. Kind of throwing it at the bucket, and here comes Ty Henry, Rigatuso, back to Ty, spins it over the left side to Rigatuso, now they'll dump it down into the corner to Nick Wittig. Baker moved the ball briskly, the step inside, getting inside of Jack, and the jump shot is going to be good for Ty. Henry picking up his first point of the ball game, and it's 19-15. At 13-13 to go in the half. Sullivan dumps it over to the left side with 13 minutes to go, and the Ravens will feed Gino. He's backing in. Now the defender just takes the ball from him. Gina laying on his back in the backcourt. The other nine players are coming up the floor. Here comes Baker. They'll drive it off on top. Time will go three. Miss it. Rebound, Preston. Back down comes Daglin Sullivan. He will drive all the way to the left side of the lane. Out on top of the go to Preston Reynolds. Over to the right side to Jack. He'll come to the top of the key. Feeds underneath to Gino. Misses the dunk. Gino goes up with the right hand. Cannot throw it down. 12 and a half to go. The crowd's delighted by that. Over to the left side is going to be Rangatuzzo. Now they'll feed inside to Quentin Harvey. Harvey has owned Corridori so far. Here's Ty Henry. There was a travel, no whistle. Now from the baseline, a three rattles around and goes in. So the three-point shot by Lennox, and he's got five. Makes it now a 22-15 Baker lead. 12 minutes to go, first half. Declan Sullivan gets pushed and bumped and ridden a little bit, and there's going to be a foul call on Lennox. That's what a smart player does. You just keep bumping and pushing and shoving and waiting until the official finally, you know, you find out what the limits are. Corridori comes out of the game. So does Vanderwoody, and so does Sullivan. Ravens with a basketball with 11:50 to go in the first half. Kissling goes to the right side. Preston, long cross court. Ezra Vigoffa is out there. Vigoffa, Reynolds, Kissling, LaRue, and Hilgendorf are the Benedictine five. Here's Hagen, a long two. Wide right, going to go out of bounds, and it will be Wildcat basketball with 11:37 to go. First half. And as Baker brings it in, it is going to be Keenan Russell, 6'9" senior from Frisco, Texas. Baker works the left side to tie. Back out on top. Rigatuzzo. Rigatuzzo sets up for the three. Can't hit it. Rebound. Pulled down by Benedictine and Hilgendorf. Hagen will get it away. LaRue will go over to the left side to Ezra. Vigoffa drives right, kicks it in the corner. Preston passes up the three, goes into the lane in a lot of traffic, misses the shot. It's partially deflected. Rebounding it out. It's going to be Russell. Here comes Baker. Raymond, I think, looking for a little confidence right now. Here's a feed down to the baseline to tie. They're rotated back off on top. Magoob in the game. Here's Nick Wittick. The feed underneath. Easy, uncontested Keenan Russell layup. Ravens are going to have to talk about this. Figure out a couple of things, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break with 10:39 to go in the opening half in Baldwin. Wildcats 24, Benedictine 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Ten minutes and 39 to go on the opening half of the guys' game. Baker has exploded to a 24-15 lead, and at that pace, they are on a 100-plus point pace right now. Benedictine on a 60-ish pace. Looking at the numbers so far, Baker playing well, hitting 10 of 18 shots, then 3 of 9 from the outside. The Ravens, 6 of 12. Hitting a reasonable percentage in half of their shots, but many, many fewer shots taken. Ravens are staying in the game with that 2 of 3 three-point shooting. But again, Baker 3 of 9. Ravens have turned it over 4 times already. Baker has turned it over only once. So here we go. Ravens putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. Preston has it deep in left corner again. He passes up the 3. He just didn't want to take it. He had it very open, and they're going to let him have that because if he's not taking it, they're not going to defend him. Here's Bryson. He'll take it. And again, a Raven puts up a shot that does not draw iron. 10:20 to go. Let's see who's going to come into the game now. They're going to take Kissling out of the game. And in for the Ravens will come Drew Purdy. Now, Drew, he's a big guy, 6'8" freshman from Olathe East High School. And we are nearly midpoint of the opening half. 10-10 to go. It'll skip past to Ty Henry. He wanted to go inside to Keenan Russell, but couldn't. Gets it back to Henry. Looks in, drives across the lane, kicks it all the way to the edge, brings it out on top of Rigatuso. Shot clock at 6. Rigatuso launches 3. It misses, but the offensive rebound is going to be taken away and put back in by Russell. Keenan Russell with the quick putback, his 4th point. It is now 26-15. Benedictine trailing by 11. Inside 10 to play in the half. Declan Sullivan has come back in. 9.5 to go. Sullivan will start left. Comes back to Preston. Now here's Bryson. His shot blocked. LaRue's shot rejected in the middle by Russell. Baker will go 3, miss it, and a board down to LaRue. 9:20 to play in the first half. Hilgendorf kicks it back over to Vanderrudy. Jack will spin over to the left side. They've got the big post up there somehow defending Jack on a wing. It's kind of a crazy matchup. And he will go 3. He rims all the way around and kicks out no good. Nora Rigatuso coming up with a rebound into the forecourt. It's going to be Nick Wittick. Wittick comes topside. Ty Henry puts it up and hits the 3. Henry is coming off the bench to score 5. It is now 29-15. We are overdue for a break. Ravens are overdue for a bucket. Trailing it here by 14. Skip comes out on top. Pivoting with the left foot is going to be Hagen. Hilgendorf dumps it over to Jack. Back out on top it'll go. Ravens working the outside, working the outside. Crossboard it goes. Jack all alone. Set shot 3. He'll bang it home. Vanderwood is 9 of Benedictine's 18 points with 8:10 to go in the first half. Rigatuso will go to the baseline, change direction, scoop it off the window and doesn't get it. Rebound is going to be tipped out by Hilgendorf, pulled down by Drew Purdy. Ravens are going to run up the court. Benedictine going from left to right in this opening half. Kicked over to the right side. It'll be LaRue. Trying to back in on Henry. Nothing doing. Back out of top. It'll come to Jack. Over to LaRue once more. Pulling up. 18-foot shot off the front lip of the rim. Doesn't fall. Ahmad Magoob will come down with a rebound and Baker on offense. You know Ahmad Magoob. He's been around this team for a while now. A 6'5 senior from Kansas City, Missouri. And now a little contact in the middle and a Benedictine foul. Foul is going to be on. They're not in any hurry to get this put up. We're going to figure out. There we go. It's going to be the first round of the game by LaRue. That's what I thought it was, but we want to make sure. All right. Bryson picking up a foul, and the ball's going to come into play when we return. But right now, it's a media timeout. We hope you enjoy it here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, where it's Baker 29, Benedictine 18.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
In this game, Baker continues to shoot at a blistering pace, over 50% on 12 of 23 shooting the ball. Benedictine 7 of 17, 41.2% from the 4-4 of the Ravens. Not a lot of free throws taken tonight. Each team is 1 of 2 at the line, and the ball is going to be put in play by Baker and the Ravens. Wait for them defensively, and the inbound is going to go all the way into the backcourt. And it's going to be rescued for the Wildcats. New man in the game is going to be Kason Richardson. And Kason is a 6'3 junior from Heston, Kansas. And now we'll have a Wildcat travel on Nick Wittick. 7-11 to play in the first half. Ravens with the basketball. Baker with the lead. It's 29-18 here on the road tonight. Benedictine's final regular season road game. Baseline three. It's another one for Vanderudy. His fourth three. And it's 29-21. Back and in. Harvey, nope. Baker will work the perimeter, look inside. Then they'll run a cutter. Nobody available to him. Richardson, now the big guy from the left side. Whoa, Keenan Russell. To the delight of the crowd, the big 6'9 guy who had four now has seven on that three-pointer, and it's 32-21. Vanderbilt nearly loses it. Nice job of rescuing that basketball. Benedictine will look into the middle. No luck there. Comes back out on top. Driving in, falling away. The shot goes up, and as the shot goes up, Bryson LaRue goes down to the floor. He's okay. Springs back up. The bucket doesn't go in, so he's going to have a couple of free throws here. It'll be the first foul tonight for Nick Wittick. Looking it over. The free throw. Yeah. Bryson LaRue. It'll be Bryson's third point tonight. And Drew Purdy, after a brief stint on the floor, he's going to come out. Going to get Preston back in. One more shot for LaRue. And got the roll. 4 points for Bryson LaRue. 32-23. And we're down to 6 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a three, right side, nice. Pretty shot put up and in by Kyman Lennox. It'll be his second three and his eighth point. Benedictine down the court. Denglin races to the baseline. Back on the top. It'll come to Preston. Tries to behind the back dribble. Loses the handle on it. Baker's going to be down on the floor. Picks it up. Ravens reach in. Tie up the basketball. But you've got Preston Reynolds. I don't know if he's okay. If he's looking for a towel. If he's cut or if he's hurt. He's walking around and walking off the floor, holding his hands out. I don't know. Apparently he's injured, and he just, like, went straight over to the Baker's trainers down to my right. And I cannot imagine what happened to him, but something. And Benedictine is going to bring Larry Parker III comes into the game for Coach Moody. They'll skip pass left. Baker backs in. Twist, turns, drops the shoulder, shoots the ball, off the glass and good. Ahmad Magu, first bucket of the game. 37-23. For the second time, the Ravens trail by 14. Here's Parker with it left side. He palms it over. He was going to pass out on top to Bryson. LaRue had broken. And so Larry tried to recover and maintain the dribble, but so that time, he'd already hit his hand way too far behind it and beside it and underneath it as he was getting ready to pick it up to make that pass. So with 5 minutes to go, here comes Baker into the forecourt. We'll have another opportunity right here as the ball goes out of bounds for a timeout. We're taking a break. 4:56 to go in the half from Baldwin City. It's Baker 37, Benedictine 23.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Coming out of the timeout, looking at the numbers, Baker's shooting percentage from the floor continues to rise. They're now up to 57.7% shooting, 15 of 26 And from the outside, 6 of 14, 43% from 3. For Benedictine, not a bad number, really, 44.4. 8 of 18 and 4 of 7 from outside. So that is 57% from outside three-point range. But, yeah, Baker leads it by 14, just inside 5 minutes to go in the first half. For the Wildcats, it'll be Ahmad Magoob with Corey Jones into the game for the first time, along with Nick Wittig back in, Kason Richardson, and Keenan Russell. And Baker brings it in, quickly goes three, misses, quick offensive rebound, tipped up, misses, and the rebound pulled down by Larry Parker. Coming down with the basketball, and Benedictine up the floor, three-point shot by Jack is going to be deflected. Rebounding it back down is going to be Baker. Outlet up the floor and a driving layup. That was a nice bit of transition basketball by Magoob. His fourth point of the game, and Baker running from end of the floor to end of the floor. It's 39-23 Wildcats. Now driving in, giving him a bit of that Durham medicine. A nice two-point shot on the driving layup for Benedictine by Deglan Sullivan. 39-25. Here's a three, nailed it. Lennox, third three of the game. 42-25. 4 minutes to go, first half. Larry starting to back in, dumps it over to Bryson. Larue comes over to the edge, comes back out on top, Larry. Swings it back and forth. Larry goes in a couple of steps. Did he get fouled? He did. He did not hit the bucket, ends up on the floor. And the foul is going to be on the Wildcats, Benedictine. Will be coming to the free throw line. The foul on Corey Jones. Haven't really said much about Corey tonight. He's just gotten in the game recently. A 6'2 senior from Dallas, Texas. Quite a Texas flavor to this team. Free throw. Got it. Danced around a little bit, but it all counts the same. And Larry Parker III is on the board for the first time tonight. Back into the game for the Wildcats will come both Ty Henry and Quentin Harvey. We're going to get Preston back in. He's got a bandage on his right index finger. So Preston is into the game, and Drew Purdy is into the game. So Parker not on the floor too long. And Corridori's coming off, and Frank Matt didn't even know he was out there. 3:40 to go. Feet in the middle. Oh, beautiful back door, and there's your layup. The bucket is up and good. Quentin Harvey, 7 points. 44-27. 3.5 to go in the first half. Ravens left side is going to be Preston. Out on top, Deglan, Sullivan. Picked up eventually. Oh, he loses his defender. Now drives into the lane. Kicks it back outside. The three. Knocking it down, Bryson LaRue. 44-30. 3 minutes left in the half. Baker comes off on top. Over to the right. Into the baseline. Ty will step inside the ring. Bring it back on top. Didn't have a shot. Good defense for the Ravens. And Benedictine in the 2-3 zone. Here's a 15-footer. No rebound. Reynolds. Here comes BC. Ravens are going to run it up the court with 2:40 to go. Preston out on top. He continues to really be reluctant to take that long shot. Gets it to Sullivan. He starts in. Comes out on top to Jack. They've got Ty Henry in his pocket. Now Preston goes in. Gets thrown to the floor. And another Baker foul is going to be called on Corey Jones. It'll be his second. Matter of fact, he's going to be the first Baker player to have more than one. As Preston Reynolds comes to the free throw line, Quick Moody steps out of the court and he tells Jack and Bryson and Deglan, come over here a minute, guys. He's got a little huddle around him. He's having a, just kind of coaching him up a little bit down here. Free throw for Reynolds is good. He's 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for Preston with 4 points. One more free throw for Preston Reynolds. Up. Short. 44-31. Baker with the lead. Baker with the basketball. And we're down to 2 minutes and 20 to play, first half. Now, they'll drive in, fall away, shot up, no. Drew Purdy rebounds it down, starts bringing up the floor himself, and does the right thing by getting it in the hands of Sullivan. Benedictine back on offense. Vanderwoody is finding the defense really all over him, and now the Ravens miss him. Driving in and falling away, shot nicely done. It's going to be a plus one for LaRue. The foul is on Noah Rigatuso. It'll be his. No, it's not going to be Noah. Is that Noah? No, they're going to call on 12, not on 11, so it's not Rigatuso. It is going to be the second by Quentin Harvey. And the free throw, yes. So Bryson completes the three, and it's 44-34. Ravens trying to battle back into this thing. Trending a moment ago by some 17 points. Ty Henry kicks it left. Kyron Lennox. Lennox will take the left-handed three that misses, and a rebound. Benedictine. Preston coming up with the basketball, and here comes Bryson. Preston looks to the middle. There's nothing. Sullivan will step out on top, give him somewhere to go with the basketball. Now in a little traffic, skips it over to Reynolds on the left side with 15 on the shot clock and a minute 20 to go in the first half. Here's Jack, look away, pass out inside. Now the feed down to the baseline, and Purdy throws it away. He gives that little tap on the jersey like I did. That was my fault. But for the Ravens, with 75 seconds left in the half, they trail by 10. They'd love to get this thing down to a single-digit game before halftime. Looking at the turnover so far, that is the eighth turnover for Benedictine. Oh, wide open. There's no defense underneath. Somebody was snoozing on Keenan Russell. He's got nine. 46-34. 50 seconds to go in the half. Jack goes right side, feeds in the middle to Deglin, who puts a shot up. Hits the bucket, draws the foul on Russell. And that was a pretty play by the Raven freshman out of South Bend, Indiana. So Benedictine is within 10, and this free throw can get him to that single-digit game. And in and out, no, won't go. 46-36. Shot clock and game clock separated by quite a bit. So the Ravens are going to get this thing back yet. Here's Rigatuso, right side to tie. Henry to Rigatuso, straight away three, well off the mark, and rebound Purdy. Gets it away to Deglin. Ravens coming up the floor with numbers, and then Sullivan decides to bring it back out on top instead. Does not attack the basket, and BC, with the shot clock off, is going to look for the final shot. 14 seconds, Sullivan just backing away and dribbling the ball down. Now Moody says go. Feet comes out on top to Drew. Back over to the right side, Deglin. 7 seconds. Sullivan pulls away, falling away. 17-footer gets it. Deglin, Sullivan for two. That was a tough shot. And a half-court shot at the buzzer is nowhere close. We are at halftime. We'll be back here in the Collins Center to summarize the opening half as the team heading out. It is Baker 46, Benedictine 38.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Dancing thing going to happen here at halftime. Entertain the student body who's come out this evening. Both teams there in the locker room, and Baker, as they go in, leads 46-38 over Benedictine. You look at the stats, and you know how the numbers, it's all in the spin. If you look at them, you can see, you know, Benedictine shot a better percent than Baker in the first half. The Wildcats were 52.8. Benedictine ended up shooting 54.2% from the floor. We say, well, what about threes? Well, Baker's hitting 38% of theirs. The Ravens are hitting 56% of their threes. And at the free throw line, Benedictine has outscored Baker by 6 points. Yet, the Ravens a little bit ago were trailing by 17 points. The thing is, Baker's getting so many more shots. Baker's 19 of 36. The Ravens are 12 of 24. 12 more shots. From the outside, 5 of 9 through Benedictine, 7 of 18 through Baker. The Ravens are really staying in this thing with the free throw shooting. Baker's 1 of 2. Ravens are 7 of 10 at the free throw line. And in spite of 8 turnovers in the first half to Baker's 2, and Baker having out-rebounded Benedictine, the Ravens are still very much a part of this game, running only by 8 at halftime. Let's look at the scoring for you. First of all, 4. The Wildcats, one man in double figure scoring, and that's going to be Tymon Lennox. He's got 11. Right behind him, Keenan Wilson with 9. 7 in the first half for Quentin Harvey. Pacero and Henry, each with 5. 4 for Magoo, 3 for Shaw, and 2 for Rigatuso. For Benedictine. Tell you what, it was a great, again, shooting half for Jack Vanderwoody, 4 of 7, 4 of 6 from outside. He's got 12 points on those 4 3-point shots. LaRue's also in double figures with 10. Been an 8-point half for Deglin Sullivan. Drops off into Preston Reynolds with 4 and 2 each for Larry Parker and Hagen Hilgendorf. Looking at fouls, yeah, nobody in any trouble. 2 Baker players have 2, and 1 Benedictine player, Gino, with 2 fouls so far. We're going to be back and bring in the second half of the guys' game live here on Kent Radio. But right now, a little intermission time. Both teams are in the locker room. It's halftime of the guys' game, and we'll be back to bring in the second half live. But with that intermission score, Baker 46, Benedictine 38. We'll take it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. It's the Wednesday halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Coming up on the Care Country Sports Schedule, Thursday night, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look it comes to you immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. After Sports Look, we, of course, have Coach's Insight. Coach's Insight is an amazing show. You should check it out on Thursday nights following Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Coming up this Friday, we've got high school basketball action for you starting at 6 p.m. as JCN will be at ACCHS. The girls' game will start at 6 p.m. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 7:40 to 8 o'clock. Saturday, we've got college basketball as the Benedictine Ravens will be playing host to Grandview. Tune in at high noon for the women's game. That's a scheduling change. High noon on Saturday for the women's game, 2 p.m. for the men's. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather. I'm sorry, the scores as I have them across the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as debt. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Taking a look at some of the women's scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have Culver Stockton topping Central Methodist 71-66. Peru State beat Graceland 64-56. Missouri Valley had a good night over Park 83-57 in the women's final. Mount Mercy beat Clark 80-55. In the Grandview-William Penn game, it was Grandview with a final of 71 points to William Penn's 41 points. And Baker beat the Lady Ravens in the earlier game with a score of 81-73. In men's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, at the half, it is Graceland 41 to Peru State's 34. William Penn is leading Grandview with 17 minutes and 5 seconds left in the second, 43-40. At the half, it is Park and Missouri Valley, with Park at 42, Missouri Valley 38. Mount Mercy is leading Clark 44-41. In the Central Methodist Culver Stockton men's game, it is Central Methodist 40, with Culver Stockton sitting at 35. In this game, we've got Baker up at 46 with Benedictine at 38. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, We pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. An extreme cold warning begins at midnight tonight and remains in effect until noon tomorrow. Lows level off around 13 below tonight under clear skies, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs level off around 10 above. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 9 below. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We are minus 1 degree Fahrenheit outside right now. It feels like minus 16 with the winds out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour. The relative humidity is still relatively high at 68%. The dew point is now minus 9 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, it's on the rise at 30.75 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Collins Center. Here we are on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, where the Benedict and Ravens at halftime trail by 8. It is 46-38. Baker out front. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph. He's our guy back in the studio, handling all the difficult things. I'm just here having a good time and happy to be doing that. And for the Ravens, they shot well. I mean, there's just been so many more shots gotten away by Baker in the game. Not like Benedictine is playing poorly, certainly. So, there's all of that. And that. Here we go, coming back out on the floor for the Wildcats. It looks like it's going to be the original five of Lennox, Harvey, Fistero, Shaw, and Black. For Benedictine, Vanderwoody, LaRue, Sullivan, Reynolds, and Hilgendorf. Here we go, second half underway. Benedictine going from right to left across the dial. The ball's going to be knocked away from Preston. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll come back in again to BC down at the baseline. So here we go. Braves are going to be bringing it in and out on top of the dish. Going to be Jaglyn feet over to the left side. 3-point shot not going to go in for LaRue. Here comes Baker bringing it back the other way. Flying up the court with it. Down the right side with the basketball. It's going to be Baker. Handling it is going to be Nickel Wittick. Out on top straight away. It's a three. It's good. First three of the second half is going to belong to the Wildcats. And here comes DC the other direction. Braves down 49-38. Back and in. Kick out on top. LaRue for three. Oh, it's going to be short. Just right the front left of the rim. Pulling it down. It's going to be Riccatuzzo. Here comes Baker. Up the floor with it. Quickly down the right side with a basketball. Wildcats working out on top. Worth the perimeter. Ravens going to stay in the player defense right now. Late in the first half, they had gone to the 2-3 zone, but now they're going to go back into that player defense and falling away. The shot is going to go up, but Hilfendorf is going to be whistled for the foul. We're just about a minute and a half into the second half. And get my scorebook all wound up here. Coming to the free throw line for Baker. That is going to be Quentin Harvey. The free throw? No. One more shot coming up here for Quentin. It is up and no. Rebound. Riccatuzzo had it right in his hand. And it bounced out. Now he's like, how did that happen? And the official goes, well, you know what? I think that it was a Raven player reached out and touched it. So, very big break for Baker. It'll be coming in at their baseline. 18 and a half to go in the game. Oh, a beautiful in, and nobody defends. And now there's going to be a foul. So the foul is going to be against Benedictine, and it is going to be on Vanderwoody. It'll be his first, Ravens' first of the second of the second half. Inbound it comes, and a quick up and in. Easy as that. Ty Henry has seven. It is 51-38, 18-20 to play. Stegman backs away, straight away at the top, kicks it over to Preston. He'll work to the middle, kicked it out on top of Jack, back over to Preston. One hand pushed back, Jack, man in his face, shot is up, missing, rebounding it back down. Here comes Baker. Down the floor, it's going to be Ty Henry. Lays it back behind him, now it's going to be mishandled for a moment, but picked back up again by Magoob. Over to Ty, back out topside, Magoob with it again. He'll slide down the right side, no room there, comes off on top, 3-point shot, launched and missed. Vanderwoody coming down with the basketball and gets it away to Declan Sullivan into the forecourt. 17:40 to go in the ball game. Ravens trailing by 13. They've been down by as many as 17 in battle back. The feed over to the right side, and the ball is going to be slapped out of the hands of Sullivan by Ty Henry. Ravens will have it in right in front of that mammoth pep band over there by Baker. Coach Moody on his feet, walking the sideline, giving a little instruction and direction and encouragement to his team out in front of him. And the Ravens are going to bring it in. Sullivan plays off the screen. They'll switch. Gets it back to Jack. He'll fall away. He'll put up a three. That rolls off no good. Coach Dooley was on his feet and then jumping and leaping in the air because his defense let Jack get that shot away. He knows you got to stop him. 17-17 to go in the game. Now the ball is going to be slapped out of the hands of Noah Riccatuzzo. It'll be back to Baker with 19 on the shot clock. Wildcats looking to inbound. They'll bring it in into the lane. And a big guy, Quentin Harvey. No, but the follow is going to be right there. Magoo was way upstairs to push it back up and in. He had 4 points in the first half. He's got five in the first 3 minutes of the second half. So Ahmad Magoo having a great game here tonight. Ravens to go back door. Nobody down there with LaRue. He got lost somehow and comes up with a nice bucket. Bryson LaRue, it is 53-40. Wildcats, defeat, into the lane. Riccatuzzo, did he charge, or is it a block? Well, you can hear the crowd. You know what that means. count the bucket. Blocking foul on Bryson. His second foul of the night. And Baker will come to the free throw line. It'll be Rigatuso. Rigatuso. Free throw, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Back up with it. Here's Daglin. They'll move it over in front of the Benedictine bench. Gets it there to Jack. The defender reaches in, and there's going to be the foul. I wonder just, again, as a player, you're trying to figure out, trying to gauge and judge somehow how much they're going to let you get away with, and he pushed it to the max right there. First foul of the night by Ty Henry. That is Baker's first foul of the second half. Rude to Jack, back out on top. Preston, he will go into the lane, have it knocked out of his hands, gets a shot up, gets it in, draws a foul, coming to the line. The foul is going to be on Magoob. It'll be his first. And at the line for Benedictine, who, with that bucket, gets his sixth point of the night, it'll be Preston Reynolds. Preston is 2 of 4 at the free throw line here this evening. We're 16-16 to go. Free throw, rolls, and it goes in. It is 55-43, Baker. Wildcats back down. They'll dish it right. Work around to the left. Rigatuso with it back on top. Looks in, no room. Now to the baseline left again. A little pushing in by Rigatuso. He drops his shoulder, flares it off on top. There was a travel and a whistle back into the lane. The shot's going to be kicked over to the right side. Shot clock at 1. The shot is up and missing, and a rebound pulled down by Reynolds. Preston coming up court with the basketball. So Baker University, okay, they are the winners of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. They come away with their conference championship, the regular season championship. They salted that away a game or so ago. And congratulations to Coach Dooley. It is the first time Baker has won the conference championship in, I believe the number is 36 years. So it's a big, big day. I believe it was in the 80s the last time they did this. There's a shot up, no good. Here comes Benedictine up court with it. So Baker, not necessarily a dominant kind of a basketball team in his conference, but coaches put together a nice group here. Here's Gino in the game. Short jump shot with the left hand, well off the mark. Rebounding it back down. Wildcats. Driving shot, Ty Henry. It's up and good. Ty is able to hit that bucket. He's got 9. And it is 57-43. We're due a timeout here with 14 and a half to go in the game. Found Woody, top of the key, back over to the right side, Sullivan. Drives, little hook shot, no. Rebound, battle for it. It's going to be picked back up by Daglin. Goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line, Sullivan. Here's the thing. Trying to come up with a rebound and then trying to steal the ball away from Sullivan was Quentin Harvey. Quentin is nowhere near fast enough to keep up with Daglin. Sullivan commits the foul, and when we return, it'll be Daglin at the free throw line. But right now, we're taking a break on the media timeout at 14:24 to go in the game. It's Baker 57, Benedictine 43.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hundley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Welcome back. .24 to go in the ball game. And It is a 57-43 Baker lead right now. Coming to the free throw line for the Ravens, it's going to be Declan Sullivan. Taking his time, he's going to eye her up. Crowd makes a little racket. The first free throw, perfect. One more shot coming up here for Declan. To 45 as Sullivan hits them both. And he's in double figure scoring now with 10. 14-14 to go. Here's a little Ty Henry pass right side. Brigatuso's three. That's the air ball short on the floor. It's going to be battled for, slapped out on top where the Ravens are going to recover it. Here's Bryson LaRue into the forecourt. Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderwoody, LaRue, and Corridori are the Benedictine five right now. Nice job by Jack, stepping in front. Little one-handed runner is up and a bit too soft, and we got a Baker player down on the floor, and I think Ty's just wanting to stop the game and give himself a chance to get up. I don't know. He's rolling around on the floor and just, like, stops. Everybody stops the game. The officials race over to him, and then he jumps up and just runs off the court. No perceptible limp, no noticeable, you know, injury. Saw no wound or no appearance of one. But anyway, he did get him to stop the game so that he could exit. And here comes Baker. 13:40 left. Wildcats into the forecourt. They're up a dozen. Accelerating to the left side. The shot high up off of the rim, and it's no good. And as Rigatuso goes up for a follow shot that does not fall in, one of the Ravens is going to be whistled for a foul. And it might be on Preston. It is on Preston, his second. So Preston first free throw is good. Rigatuso with one more shot. And he'll get that one also. After missing a free throw a moment ago, he'll hit two right here, making it 59-45. 13 and a half to go. Back down the floor. Here comes Benedictine. Over to the left side. It's going to be Bryson. LaRue will look into the middle. And backing in. Now the shot from the outside for three won't go for Drew. And the Ravens are somehow going to save it. That was a great effort over there for BC. Ravens able to save that basketball. And now the feed underneath, the reverse layup. It's good by Sullivan. The assist to Preston Reynolds. So Declan Sullivan has a dozen, and it's 59-47. Back out topside it goes. And the shot, no. Rebound followed up and in, but I think something happened. I think it was a little whistle before that. And we are going to have an offensive foul on the other end. So they're going to wipe away that possession, and it is going to be the foul on Noah Rigatuso. It'll be his first hit of all game. It'll be team foul four. Matter of fact, team fouls are even at four apiece. 12 minutes and 20 to go. In tonight's game, Ravens down a dozen. Left side is the feed to the free throw line. Back outside. Here's Purdy for three, very short. And the long rebound is going to be swept away by Nick Wittick. Here comes Baker. Wittick with a shoulder high dribble, comes to the top, gives it to Rigatuso. He'll start into the lane, rotates left ways. The shot goes up. It's off the window, no good, but a foul is going to be called on Harrison. So Harrison will pick up the personal foul. And back to the free throw line. comes Noah. After missing early, he hit late. Free throw is going to be up and in. One more shot coming up here, and it is up, and he'll get that one also. So here come the Ravens, trailing at 61-47. Benedict then topside. Larry Parker is back in. We got Purdy, Parker, Vander Woody, Kissling, and Reynolds on the floor for Benedict then. Ravens down some 14 with 11:40 left. Drew Purdy skipped it off on top. LP3 travels with it. No whistle. Now the crowd doesn't like it. Here's Drew Purdy underneath. Little sweeping hook shot. It's going to be up and good. So Purdy will collect his first point of the ball game. It is 61-49. Give the Ravens tons of credit, man. They are battling tough. They're battling hard, trying to stay with it. Looking to work back. Rigatuzzo gets underneath. A Raven in front of him, a Raven behind him, and one of them fouled him. And the foul is going to be on Larry. So for Parker, it'll be the first foul. For Benedictine, already 6 second-half fouls. And with 11:22 to go, you get the vibe that Baker's going to have a whole lot of free throws here tonight. The ball up top side to Kamen Lennox. Now they'll feed it over to Rigatuzzo. Larry's got him on the player defense. Rigatuzzo goes in and reaching in late Vander Woody. I don't know if it was Larry or Jack, one of the two that commits the foul here. It is going to be on Larry. He's quickly picked up numbers one and two. And that's going to be team foul seven. And with 11:10 to go in the game, we're already going to see free throws taken by Baker. Coming to the line once again is going to be Rigatuzzo. He had a slow start. Now he's had the fast move. And now the front half of the one and one is going to be no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down and come into the four quarters. We're at 11 minutes to go into the ball game. Benedict is still within a dozen. Into the middle is going to be Purdy. Back out on top. They rotate around to the left side. Vander Woody fading away. Three ball good. Jack will knock one in from the outside. It'll be his first three of the second half. His fifth three of the game. And it is 61-52. Ravens within single digits again. Here's a ball mishandled down to the baseline. Stepping on the paint. No call. Official knocks it out on top. The three buried. From wide, wide, out of the left side, the shot is going to be in by Corey Jones. We haven't even seen Corey Jones much tonight. He came in the first half, picked up a couple of quick fouls, did not score a point, was right back out. But he hits that big three there. Purdy kicks it back behind him. Kissling will go three and knock it down. Harrison Kissling. Harrison now on the board for the first time. 64-55, right back to within nine comes Benedictine. The ball in the middle, batted away. Preston is going to pick it up. Goes to the right side to Harrison. Kissling skipped it over to the left side. LP, reverse layup, way off the mark. Didn't get enough reach on it, didn't double it back far enough. And it comes straight back down and into the hands of Baker's Nick Wittig. Wittig will push it off on time. Keenan Russell playing it up in the high post, feeds into the middle, behind the back, layup on the drive, and is inside, no good. Purdy picks up the basketball, and the Ravens are going to run it the other way as these two teams are just running madly up and down the court. Now the feed in the middle of Preston. Comes back out on top, and the Ravens are going to set the offense. Kissling with it up top side. Harrison starts left, kicks it over to Larry. No defense around him. Boom! Larry Parker the third. And that's got Coach really upset. And I don't mean Coach Moody. I mean Coach Dooley. And there was a travel on top, no whistle. Coach Moody's upset about that. Ravens are back suddenly within six. It is 64-58. The feed down low. The big guy loses it. It's on the floor. Players are rolling around. The ball is rolling around. Everybody's diving on it. The official runs down and calls a jump ball. That will take us to the under 10 timeout. Timeout on the floor with 9:09 to go in the game. Ravens are right in this thing. It's Baker 64, Benedictine 58.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
9 to go in the ball game. We welcome you back here to Baldwin City, Kansas. Men's college basketball here on Care Radio. First game of the night. The Baker ladies able to escape with a home win. Here in this game, the Raven guys have trailed by as many 17. They're now back to within a half dozen. Coach Moody puts Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Jack Vandermoody, Larry Parker III, and Drew Purdy out of the court. And Baker will have it in at the baseline just to the right side of the lane. They're looking for the big guy. That's where they want it. He's backing in, pushing Purdy all over, and misses the shot. Jack rebounds it down on the miss by Keenan Russell. Russell is a really, really big guy. He is tall and he is big. And the Ravens have done a good job with him, and now we're going to get a foul off the ball, and that might be on Russell also. He is going to pick up this foul. Here's the thing with Keenan Russell. He is tall and he is big. He is not the fastest of the 10 guys on the floor. Jack Vandermoody is going to take the inbound. It's Benedict and bring it back in. 8:50 to go in the game. Lots and lots of time. Kissling with it on top. Chances away to the top of the key. He dumps it over to Larry. Parker being defended. Literally hands-on defense by Corey Jones. Down the feet. Goes underneath. Reverse layup. Good. Preston. Ravens are in this thing. It is 64-60 with 8.5 to go. Coach Dooley, arms crossed, seems to be a little concerned. Now, backdoor pass. The layup is going to be blocked and a rebound pulled back down by Benedictson. And are they going to say there was a foul on that block? There is going to be a whistle and a call against Preston. Reynolds picking up his third foul of the game. Coming to the free throw line. Couple of dribbles, the look, the shot, the score. Corey Jones, after no points in the first half, he hit a three a moment ago, and now will hit his first free throw tonight. That'll be his fourth point this evening, pushing the Baker lead back to 5. Wildcats were scoring just at will in the first half. The Ravens have really slowed him down here in the second half. The second free throw is also good. 5 points for Jones. It is 66-60. Baker in front with 8:20 to play. Here's Kissling with it. Has a little avenue to the hoop. Throws it out on top. Bryson three. Oh, it hits the back of the rim. And the long rebound is going to be swept down by Kyman Lennox. Here comes Baker. Quickly, they'll sweep it over to the left side. The shot at the baseline is going to be a little off balance. And they will say, having come in late defensively, we're going to get a foul on Benedictine. And the whistle is going to be on Drew Purdy. So Drew picking up the personal foul, and again, the Ravens have had Baker in this free throw shooting 1-1 for a very long time. Back of the line is going to come Quentin Harvey. Big deep breath, puts it up, puts it in. So for Quentin Harvey, his first point of the second half, he will earn the bonus, his 8th point of the night. Harvey eyes it up. Again, that big knee bend. That one is perfect also. It is now 68-60. And we're now inside 8 minutes to go in the game. Here's Purdy, comes out on top. Driving in is Harrison. Changes directions. Kicks it over to the right. Bryson has a defender jump on him. Pick the ball away. Here comes Baker. Down the floor. Knocked away. Picked up. Loose ball. Scored. The bucket by Rigatuso. It's suddenly 70-60, and Baker rolled off a quick 6 unanswered. 7.5 minutes of play. Ravens cannot allow them to stretch this. Pass comes out on top, over to the left. LaRue, 3, no. Rebound, Wildcats. Here comes Baker, and into the forecourt is going to be Lennox. He'll dump it off on top. Gets it over there to Kason Richardson. Now back. Here's a three on the other end. Count him. Quentin Harvey. Harvey knocks down the three. He's got a dozen, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. We're taking a break here in Baldwin. It's 7:06 to go. The Ravens had cut the gap, but now on a big run, it's Baker 73, Benedictine 60.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games, at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
When the Wildcats have gone on a 9-0 run in the last, so fast, in the last minute and 21 seconds, according to my little score sheet here. And they have gone from a 64-60 lead to a 73-60 lead over Benedictine. So Coach Mooney taking his full time out, and he's got his guys down on the bench in front of him, but Drew Purdy and Preston Reynolds, Bryson LaRue. You've got Jack Vanderwoody and Zaglin Sullivan. Now, also, the Ravens are going to take Purdy out. They're going to bring Hagen Hilkendorf in. So Hilkendorf will be the Benedictine 5. And here comes BC. Sullivan into the forecourt with the basketball. 7 minutes and counting to play in the game. And again, Sydney BC down by 13. Here's Preston. Goes right. Jack. Ravens work the edge underneath. Nice job by Bryson. Trapped in the lane. And again, Deglin will pass out on top. It's going to be slapped out of the sky and stolen away by Kason Richardson. Richardson. Look away pass. Over to the left side. They want to come out on top, but they don't. Instead, the Barry three from the left side. 3-point shot by Ahmad Makoub. Makoub makes it 76-60. And now it is a, 13, maybe nothing run? 12 nothing run. With 6:11 to go in the game. Feed underneath. Preston comes out on top. Hagen for three. Nope. Rebound slapped out on top. And again, it's going to be taken back to the Wildcats. 6 minutes to go in the game. Vinker had Benedictine get really close, and now they've gone on a bit of a run. Here's a missed shot, rebounded out long by Vanderwoody. He'll bring it into the forecourt, gets it over to Deglin. He'll let his team join him into the forecourt, and Ravens are back on offense. 5.5 to go. Off the left block, Hilkendorf gets it over to Jack. Little right-hand dribble works his way toward the top. Baker traps that basketball really well. He'll come back to Preston. He'll start baseline, change of direction, throws it across. There was nobody there, and Benedictine throws it away. Once again, we've got a lack of communication out there, and the Ravens are going to get bigger. Sullivan exits the game, and Drew Purdy comes back in. .520 to go. Wildcats up 16 now and kind of on cruise. And the Ravens have not scored since 8:27, so there are 3.5 minutes with no points. Skip pass over to the right side. Little head fake. Falling away. The fall-away shot. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Benedictine. Harrison needs some direction. Kicks it over to Bryson, his three is right there. Bryson! Harrison seemed a little confused coming up the court. His teammates had to kind of point to him. They know you're supposed to be going in this direction. 4:40 to go. 76-63. Baseline three. Hits the side of the backboard. And Drew Purdy's going to pick it up. He'll bring it up before himself. Here's Jack for three. Short. Long rebounds, nicely saved. Kissling with good hustle saves that one. Ravens out on top. The feedback left. Kissling for three. Nope. When any Raven player gets the ball outside the ring and they see they're going to go for a shot, the defender races out and leaps, arms extended in front of them. They do a really good job of that visual kind of a barrier. Also, maybe force them to put a little different loft, a little higher loft. Some shooters don't, you know, don't have that rafter dusting shot. Here's a feed underneath, and the falling away layup is going to be good. Magoob is rolling along. He's got 10 in the second half, 14 in the ball game, and it stretches his team's lead now to 78-63. Back up by 15 goes Baker. 3.5 left. And way out on the right wing, we will have a Wildcat foul on Corey Jones. It'll be his third, and we will get our media break. Time out of the court, winding it down here in Baldwin with only 3:31 to play in the ballgame. It is Baker 78, Benedictine 63.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Don't you get tired?
Okay, here, Baker's got a runner that brings up his quarterly stats. And by quarterly, I mean each 5 minutes of the game. He's 4.5, so he's quarter of the half. Anyway, this runner sprints up here. And by the way, in case no one has been to the Collins Center, there are 15 seating areas, 15 stairs, if you will, to the top. That's a long way. They're steep. It's an athletic feat in itself. Right now, though, the Ravens have an athletic feat to perform, and as the ball comes into Benedictine, I think we're going to have a Wildcat foul. We are. The whistle is going to be on Quentin Harvey. So for Quint, he's in a little bit of a jam. It's going to be, what, 3 or 4 fouls on him, and coming to the line, Benedictine gets up here for the 1-and-1, and it'll be Jack Vanderwoody. The lefty misses the front half. So Jack not able to knock down that front half. He has 5 threes on the night and only one of them in the second half. Scoring for both teams has subsided a little bit in the second half. 3 minutes to play. Bakers run the shot clock to single digits at 6. Back out on top with 4 and at 3. And the running layup is going to be up and good. There's a little bit too much speed there by Kason Richardson. BC will go right side. Purdy for 3. Nope. Richardson with the rebound. And back the other way. Come the Wildcats. Kason with the way getting his first points of the night just a moment ago on that shot. 2.5 to go. Wildcats again. They're just looking to get the time runoff. Leading by 17. Not feeling very threatened here. Now underneath the rim and a little hook shot. No, the follow shot. Yes. And another bucket here for Ahmad Magoub. He's having some kind of a second half, right? 82-63. Biggest lead of the night for Baker. 2 minutes to go. So for the Wildcats, a couple of big home wins here this evening. Ravens will spin around, and as Preston goes up for the shot, the foul is going to be whistled on Richardson. It is only his first of the night. .154 to play. At the free throw line, Preston Richardson. This one, nice. That was a very pretty shot. Nice high, nice geometry. Highly arcing, falling through. And for Preston, it gets him to double-figure scoring. That is his 10th point of the game. Second free throw makes his 11th. And Benedictine is going to make a couple of adjustments. Preston is out of the game, and checking in for Benedict, and here's going to be Gabe Sizdik. Gabe Sizdik, okay? Gabe's out there. How about that? He's a big guy also for BC. Here's a little baseline jumper coming up. No. Gabe coming out with a rebound. Also got Larry Parker, the third back in, and Harrison throws the ball right into the hands of a Baker player, and now they'll dish it over to the left side, and the falling away shot on the fast break is going to be up and good for Quentin Harvey, giving him 14 tonight. And now is there going to be a timeout? Yeah, Baker going to take a timeout as Coach Dooley's emptying the bench. This is the point in time when I would get a chance to play. Again, all these guys are clear down to the end of the bench. Oftentimes crowd favorites. So let me get this program that I've not had to use a lot. Tommy Fassero is out there. We saw him earlier. We have Jimmy Dorsey, not the band leader. 6'5 sophomore from Wellsville, just right up the road here a couple of miles. And here's a two-handed throwdown by Drew Purdy. Purdy slams one, and he's got four. With the ball on the left side for Baker, Javon Shaw, the reverse layup, is going to be up and good. And that one is going to be in for Vassero. Left side for the Ravens. The shot going to be a little bit off the mark for Anthony Hall. You got Kissling and Hall with Parker, Gabe, and Purdy. Half a minute to go in the game. Around to the left side, Max Black, sporting the headband and the number 7, both of which make him distinctive on the floor. Two seconds to go. Baker will bring it in down the side. So drive the lane, twisting, turning, coming off on top. It's going to be Dorsey. Three for Dorsey. The crowd's liking that. Jimmy Dorsey. 89-67. Here's Kissling. Harrison pushes it back. Purdy goes three. That was nice. Drew Purdy for three. 2 seconds, one. Final score tonight. Baker, 89. Benedictine, 70. We'll be back and summarize this all for you right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance.
where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Back with the here in Baldwin City, Kansas, where this evening Baker comes away with a couple of wins in this men's game. It was 89-70, and let's take a little recap of the scoring as we wait for Coach Moody to make his way up here. First of all, for Baker, how about this? Coming off the bench, Ahmad Magloob leads the team in scoring on 7 of 11 shooting, including 2 of 4 from the outside. He had 16 to lead Baker tonight. Baker with 11 guys in the scoring column. Quinton Harvey, 14 points tonight. And also in double figures, it was Kamen Lennox with 11. 9 each for both Ty Henry and Kenyon Russell. It was Noah Rigatuso with 8 points tonight. He was 2 for 7 and 0 for 4. Tommy Fistero had 7 and 9, and it was a 5-point night for Corey Jones. But for this evening, Kason Richardson and 3 each, Chapman Shaw and Jimmy Dorsey. For Benedictine, another outstanding game for Bryson LaRue. Bryson, 17 points to lead Benedictine on offense tonight. Jack Vanderrude hitting half of his shots tonight from the outside. 5 of 10 3-point shots, 15 points for Jack. Preston Reynolds did not shoot a lot, but 3 of 5 and 5 of 7 at the free throw line for 11 to 9. And the fourth Raven in double figure scoring was Deglin Sullivan. Deglin, 4 out of 5 from the floor. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line with 5 rebounds. Deglin had 10. Drew Purdy hit 7 points this evening. It was a 5-point game for Larry Parker. Harrison Kissling with 3 tonight. And Hagen Hilgendorf had the other 2 for Benedictine. Looking at how the teams compared just as a group, number-wise, statistically, Baker was flaming hot. I mean, 34 of 65, 52-plus percent from the floor for Baker. It's hard to beat a team that hits over half of their shots. Benedictine didn't shoot poorly, 24 of 53. That was 45.3%. From three-point range, Baker, 12 of 30. Benedictine was 10 of 27, so 40 and 37% respectively. And at the free throw line, Benedictine with a little bit of an edge on 12 of 16 shooting at the line. Baker was 9 of 14. Numbers that really can be impactful and that you're going to look at and say maybe here. Turnovers. And again, some of these, I'm just going to tell you, my experience and observation, sometimes these are a little more arbitrary. Sometimes, particularly home teams, are, you know, it gets a little canted. But turnovers, Baker, hey, coach, with 3 to the Ravens, 13. Brian Moody, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, you snuck up on me from the blind side here tonight.
Sorry.
Hey, coming down here playing the Baker team, I thought your guys came out of the gate. They battled so hard, got behind a little bit, cut the gap. They just fought and fought with them until, you know, kind of at the end, and it sort of gets away.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played pretty hard. I thought we, you know, came in with a lot of confidence. We just couldn't stop them. I mean, that's a really, really good team. And defensively, we did not have the answers tonight. I mean, they were tougher in the paint. They finished at the rim. You know, we didn't really take anything away, Tom. We gave up 12 threes and gave up 22 twos. And put them to the line, and they made 9. We didn't really stop them. And, you know, defensively, I'm disappointed, but that's a good team. You got to try to slow down somehow. And they are 10 seniors, and, you know, I mean, they got guys running around out there that are experienced and know what to do. At one point out there, I think we were playing a bunch of freshmen and sophomores, and that's actually the group that made the run. So, you know, I mean, disappointed for sure. I'm disappointed in our defense more than anything, to be honest with you. But, you know, I thought our offense has come a long way over the last month and a half. And this is a tough matchup. These guys are good. There's a reason they've already won the league.
Well, you talked about the comeback, and I love that. You bet your guys are down like some double figures, and you battled back, took it to, with 8 minutes to go, 64-60, and, you know, made a big run before, again, the experience, you know, of the home team here tonight kind of made the push back.
Yeah, you know, and the athleticism, you know, like, was a little too much for, like, our bigs. You know, Gino and Hagen, our senior bigs, couldn't get anything done tonight. I mean, their athleticism with Rigatuso and Harvey in particular, those two guys make it really, really hard on our traditional bigs, you know, and Hagen's not, you know, he's nursing some stuff and he's not moving very well. So it exposed us, and that's why we went small. I mean, we went with Larry, we went with Preston, we went with Drew, a little more athleticism out there, and that's the group that got us back in it. But, you know, like I said, I mean, you gotta try to slow them down, but they were definitely playing with a lot of poise tonight, a lot of confidence, a lot of different guys scored for them, just made it tough. You know, I turnovers wise, I thought, you know, first half we gave them 12 points off turnovers, and you just can't do that against Baker. You got to have that poise. This team can really, really defend, and they made it hard on us, and we just gave them too many easy buckets tonight. You know, I'm like I said, I thought we played our tails off. I thought we played hard. I thought that we probably learned a lot in this game and grew, but you just can't give Baker those easy ones. You can't turn it over. You got to. I mean, we've been there. We've been that team. Like, they expose you when you make a mistake, and they exposed us tonight when we made mistakes.
I'm trying to kind of figure out Drew Pretty, because he's a big guy, but I see him play on the outside, and he plays really well. I mean, he's got some guard-like qualities, handling the ball and perimeter shooting.
Yeah, he's going to be a stud. I promise you, he's going to be really, really good. Drew just needs to learn how to play this game a little bit tougher, and that comes with experience and maturity. Drew can bang in threes. Drew can handle the ball. You know, he's an athletic guy around the rim. He can block shots. He is not a traditional big at 6'9". You know, I mean, he's kind of a guy like we had a few years ago, Eric Cruz. You know, he kind of reminds me of that kind of guy. He's probably a better athlete.
A little taller
and a better athlete. He can stretch the floor. And when we, you know, keep developing him as a player and develop his ball skills where he can get downhill and do some things with the dribble, he's going to be a really, really tough matchup. And he stretches the floor. So, you know, I'm happy with where Drew's at. He's got to, you know, I think every young player's got to learn and get a little bit tougher. But, heck, I mean, he's got 6 rebounds tonight. He's got 7 points, 20 minutes. I mean, as a freshman, right? He's out there running around with a bunch of seniors from Baker and making plays. So, you know, silver lining is all these young guys are getting better and better. And, you know, we knew this was going to be a tough game tonight, them coming off winning the league on Saturday. But like I said, we fought. I'm proud of the way they fought. You know, we need to take away. We couldn't give them so many easy buckets. You can't do that in this gym.
Tell you what, you got. You got a big game for this team Saturday, and there are a lot
Valley,
of.
What Mo Valley do?
I don't know, but I could say here in about 8 seconds here, I think. But yeah, but it's a big day because you got guys who are going to be, you know, your senior day finally, because you know you've had some people who got to come a long way to get here for your senior day.
Yeah, we're excited. We got our 4 seniors. We'll recognize them before the game. Hagen, Gino, Ezra, and Anthony Hall. You know, we have a little reception after the game, of course, but before the game, we're going to recognize those guys. You know, 3 of them came in as transfers and spent the last 2 years here. Anthony's the 4-year guy, been here for 4. You know, they've definitely left an imprint on the league, on our program, and we're excited to celebrate them. You know, we'll see how it goes. What happened here? I didn't see it. Oh, they got beat. Okay, Central Methodist is still playing.
Gosh, end of the second. Yeah. So that's over.
That's over, yeah.
Yeah.
So Park. So
from Park 20 points, it's way over.
So, you know, so you got senior night on Saturday, and then, you know, we're still in this hunt here for this 8th spot in the conference tournament with the Valley loss tonight and our loss. It's going to come down to that game on Saturday. If we can win and they can lose, we're going to need some help. But we got to take care of business against Grandview, who we've beaten already this year. So, we'll recognize those seniors. Hopefully they have a great night. We're excited to play again. I mean, this group won't put their head down. I mean, this is it. You know, like, we only guaranteed one more game. So,
yeah.
Get some rest and get ready to play Grandview on Saturday afternoon. That's a 2:00 game for anybody listening that wants to come out. We moved it to noon and twos because of the scholarship ball that night in Kansas City. So we'll be ready to play on Saturday.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, man. Appreciate your coming up, and we will be seeing you up in the Nolan Saturday afternoon.
Sounds great, Tom. Thank you.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, and it's going to wrap her up from here. In the final score this evening of the guys' game is Baker 89, Benedictine 70, as the Wildcats sweep BC here tonight. Hey, tomorrow night we got some little sports look action coming up on K Radio, and then more hoops as the weekend goes on in that Raven final regular season game in the Nolan Saturday. And again, we'll fix those times as they boop them up. It is noon for the ladies and 2 o'clock Saturday for the guys. Hey, till we greet you the next time. Joseph, our producer and engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Young man, well done. Appreciate you very much. Till then, Tom Katz. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.